I'm blind, I'm blind, I'm blind. That's what Willie Shearman was screaming as he toted Sullivan, and it's true that much of the world was blast white, but he still remembers seeing bullets twitch through leaves and thud into the trunks of trees. Remember seeing one of the men who had been in the ville earlier that day clap his hand to his throat. He remembers seeing the blood come bursting through that man's fingers in a flood, drenching his uniform. One of the other men from Delta Company 2-2, Pagano his name had been, grabbed this fellow around the middle and hustled him past the staggering Willie Shearman, who really couldn't see very much, screaming, "I'm blind, I'm blind, I'm blind," and smelling Sullivan's blood, the stink of it. And in the copter, that whiteness had started to come on strong. His face was burned, his hair was burned, his scalp was burned, the world was white. He was scorched and smoking, just one more escapee from hell's half acre. He had believed he would never see again, and that had actually been a relief. But of course he had. In time, he had. The woman in the red blazer has reached him. "Can I help you, sir?" she asks.
"No, ma'am," Blind Willie says.
The ceaselessly moving cane stops tapping floor and quests over emptiness. It pendulums back and forth, mapping the sides of the staircase. Blind Willie nods, then moves carefully but confidently forward until he can touch the railing with the hand which holds the bulky case. He switches the case to his cane hand so he can grasp the railing, then turns toward the woman. He's careful not to smile directly at her, but a little to her left.
"No, thank you. I'm fine. Merry Christmas."
He starts downstairs, tapping ahead of him as he goes, big case held easily in spite of the cane. It's light, almost empty. Later, of course, it will be a different story. A.M. Fifth Avenue is decked out for the holiday season. Glitter and finery he can barely see. Street lamps wear garlands of holly. The big stores have become garish Christmas packages, complete with gigantic red bows. A wreath, which must be 40 feet across, graces the staid beige facade of Brooks Brothers. Lights twinkle everywhere. In Saks' show window, a high-fashion mannequin, haughty "fuck you, Jack" expression, almost no tits or hips, sits astride a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. She is wearing a Santa hat, a fur-trimmed motorcycle jacket, thigh-high boots, and nothing else. Silver bells hang from the cycle's handlebars. Somewhere nearby, carolers are singing "Silent Night." Not exactly Blind Willie's favorite tune, but a good deal better than "Do You Hear What I Hear?"